Homelessness is complex, but it's not complicated. And to address homelessness is a complex issue, but it is not a complicated issue.
Speaking of the city council chambers, Marbot outlined his work with dozens of cities and his involvement in establishing Haven for Hope in his hometown of San Antonio, where homelessness has dropped by about 85%.
We're now in year four of that reduction. We built a campus and built a systems processes, but that's only a small part of the story. We've increased graduation rates. I mean, we define graduation as somebody who graduates from the program, and a year out from graduation, they've not reentered homelessness.
Marbot told the handful of attendees that he looks at four metrics: the homeless population, how many graduate out of the system, that is, no longer homeless, the number in jail, and those who visit hospital emergency rooms. But does an area ever get to zero homeless?
No. We're in Florida. And it's same in Southern California, same in South Texas. The beach areas of Texas, the beach areas of San Diego, L.A., the beach areas of Florida are always going to have a homeless number that's high because you will always have inbound homeless from the north.
After conducting a nationwide best practices study of homeless services, Marbot and his consulting firm developed the 7 guiding principles of homeless transformation, which are now being followed by about a dozen communities. Principle number 1 is having a transformative environment rather than a warehousing one.
The old systems were warehousing. Come in, I give you a room, give you food, come back tomorrow at 4. Nothing was working on the root causes: mental health, substance abuse, or unemployment. We don't enable anymore. We engage. We don't warehouse. We transform. And we don't accept homeless. We want it to change.
Number 2 is integrating as many services as possible through the development of a coherent system. The 3rd principle is case management, either an integrated or virtual approach.
If you are coming in as a homeless person, I as a master case manager can decide you're going to Loaves and Fishes or you're going to Waterfront. And Waterfront or Loaves and Fishes or whatever the agency is, they accept you.
Numbers 4 and 5 are interconnected with consequences and rewards for behavior. 6th is adjusting external activities that keep the homeless from improving their current situation. That means offering more than just free food.
Put the feeding right next to the mental health programs, the job training programs. Put the feeding right next to addictive disorders, substance abuse programs, and you'll get success. But if you just feed alone in a park, it will only increase homelessness. It only enables homelessness.
The 7th and final principle is putting a stop to panhandling. Not necessarily through ordinances, says Marbot, but changing the culture by leading them not into temptation.
If you give a dollar out a door to an average male in the United States, 93% goes to drugs, alcohol, or prostitution. I personally think if you're giving a dollar a day to homeless people, cut a check for $250. That's 250 business days. And cut it to a group like Loaves and Fishes, who's doing a fabulous job in this community, who could use the money, and where all the money goes to the right places. Cut it to Waterfront.
The bottom line, says Robert Marbot, is that Pensacola and other cities actually stand at a crossroads when it comes to addressing their homeless issues. The challenge, he says, is crystal clear.
If you like what is going on now, just keep doing the same thing. I guarantee you, you'll have a 20% increase in the next 24 months if you do nothing, if you make no changes.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.